Welcome back, Viking fans, to the CBC Bank Press Box high atop Martin Stadium. West, 12 minutes have been put on the clock. Time for toe to meet leather, my friend.
It sure is, and getting set tonight. I asked when I was down there if number 45, Tyson Shaw, would be kicking off, and they said nope. He's through kicking off for the year,
yeah.
But he will be doing all the punting.
Yeah, Paulo, I think in that absence of the Parkview game when he kicked it, when he had a little bit of trouble, and then the very next game, Tyson did a good job, hurt himself. Paulo won the job back, and the young man showed that he can kick it in the end zone. He's out there teeing it up right now.
And back deep to receive is number three. That is Brenton Jones. And on the far side, number 12, Cameron Cobb. Paulo set to kick off. Region action just about to start. Vikings will be kicking toward the mall, toward that south end zone. Paulo approaches the football, puts that left foot into it. High end over end kick, and it sails into the end zone for a touchback. And Tiff Blue Devils will take over first and 10 from their own 20.
Tiff comes out, West. I think they're going to want to set the tone running the ball first to open up that pass. They've got an explosive set of receivers. Running back is going to be critical for them tonight. Let's see what Collier leads them out with.
And I think, it's going to be interesting to see just where they, if they come out and test our secondary first or if they try to challenge that big defensive line. Collier in the shotgun. He's got Jones, the running back, just to his right. Twins to the far side, single receiver near side. We're in a four-man front. They put a man in motion that way. There's a snap. They give it to the running back up the middle. He'll pick up 2 yards. That's as far as Jones will get. They challenge that defensive front, and we stepped up.
Yeah, you're looking at guys like Mike Gentry, number 36, Devon Holmes, and Elgin Griffin. They ain't having nothing of it, running it off the left side there. First rushing attempt, only a pickup of about 2. Going to bring up second down and 8 to go.
Ball still in the middle of the field. Tiff going from left to right on your radio dial. Collier and the shotgun. Trips to the near side. Nobody to the far side. Still a four-man front. Jones. They pitch out. Nope. Jones right up the middle and still picks up, I think, maybe 2 yards. Maybe 3 on this one to get it out to the 25. And that's where they're going to go right there.
Will Tolbert, first defender to make contact there. Good job by that young man wrapping up. Got the help coming off the inside there, too. Going to bring up third and long.
Hey, Taylor and Wes, one thing to note, Jordan Wright getting a start at safety. Heard he had a great week of practice, earned it. Time here is okay, but Jordan's getting a start.
Marty, thank you for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. 10:53 to go, first quarter, no score. Vikings in a three-man front. Collier in the shotgun, drops back, looks downfield, throws out the flat, got a man open for the first down across the 40, the 45, the 50, in the Viking territory. By one man steps, we'll run him down. Will we catch him? No, we won't. Into the end zone, touchdown, Tiff County.
Yeah, they faked the handoff, threw it out there to the out route, and Marty just caught it a little bit too early there. Jordan Wright got mixed up in coverage, and big touchdown there for the Tiff Blue Devils.
Not the way you'd want to start a football game in your region play, but you know that Tiff's offense is awfully explosive.
Yeah, we talked about it in pregame, Wes. They can score as quick as we can. We've got to settle down. One big play, we have the ability to score quick, too. So settle down, D, and get back out there.
Ramirez kicks up. It's good. Tiff leads 7-0. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be back after this. Back at the CBC Bank Press Box high above Martin Stadium. 10:33 to go, first quarter. And Tiff has already jumped out 7-0. And we'll get you the Page Heating and Air Drive recap right after the kickoff. Back deep for our Vikings. Tyson Harris to the home side. Xavier Jenkins to the far side. J.D. Lee, the near side up man. On the far side is Travis Tisdale. And they're standing at the 20. Set to kick off. It looks like number 86, Jalen, no it's not.
36,
Fernando Ramirez.
Tiff in that all white on white on white. White helmets, white jerseys, white pants. A little bit different look for Tiff. Usually they got the blue helmets. Had a little ordering mishap there, and the company sent them white helmets with. They decided to keep them.
Ramirez approaches that football. Puts his foot into it. High and over end kick. Xavier Jenkins takes it at the 5, heads up to the far side at the 10, cuts to the middle of the field at the, oh, crosses the 15, and he's hit immediately about the 17-yard line, and that's where the Vikings will take over. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive was 3 plays, went 80 yards. Griffin Collier passed to Cameron Cobb for a 75-yard touchdown. Fernando Ramirez kicked the extra point to make it 7-0 tip with 10:28 left in the first quarter.
Vikings, thank you for that Page Heating and Air Drive recap, Chuck Lawrence. 10:28 to go, first quarter. Tiff leading 7-0, and here come our Vikings. The ball on the far side of the field at the 18-yard line. Barrett in the shotgun. He's got Travis Tisdale in the backfield with him. Two receivers far side, single receiver near side. That's Jenkins. Now he puts Tisdale in motion towards us. Stops. There's a snap, looks, downfield, throws across the middle, got a man wide open, that's number 48, off to the races he goes, Marcus Gary into the end zone, touchdown Vikings, with no flags on the play.
One play, 82 yards, that's the way you answer, Wes. They brought him in motion to the near side, that opened up the linebacker had that guy, he just ran straight up the middle, good pass by Michael Barrett to set the game up early.
Just that quick, we pulled it within one. Dagan Anderson, the long snapper, out on the field now. Chris Foster to hold. Colton Broom to attempt the extra point. They're waiting on. Everybody's getting set. Those Sons of Thunder down over the ball. Waiting on the snap. There it is. Ball's down. Kicks up. It's good. Vikings have tied it up 7 apiece. We'll be back after this 30-second break. Back at the CBC Bank press box, Vikings have tied it up 7 apiece. 10:16 to go here in the first quarter. Eric Paulo on to attempt the extra point.
And that extra point was good. He does come out now, Wes, teeing it up for the kickoff. Tip sends back. Same guy, 3-12.
That is Brenton Jones and Cameron Cobb. Follows kick. Again, high kick. It's taken at the 3. Here comes tipped across the 10, the 15. They're at the 20, 25. Gets tripped up, and he goes down at the 26-yard line. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive was one play. Michael Barrett passed to Marcus Gary for an 82-yard touchdown. Colton Broom kicked the extra point through to make it 7-7. With 10:10 left in the first quarter.
Thank you there, Chuck Lawrence, for that Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
Wes, I love seeing a kicker kick it and run down the field and make the tackle. I mean, he came down like a man on a mission there, made the tackle, and he let everybody know it in the stands. He got up excited. Love it when a special teams guy makes the open field tackle.
Let's see what Collier can do now. See what Coach Ashley Anders has dialed up offensively.
We switched in the safety, the secondary now. We made a little switch out there. Timeer's back in the game.
Got Brenton Jones, of course, the running back. We're in a five-man front. Play action again, looks downfield. Got a man looking, turns the catch up in the air. And the ball's up near, no good. An official, 5, 10, 15, 20 yards away, throws the flag when the other official, the lead official, was 5 yards from it.
Yeah, we were running step for step with him. Justin Smith, a little bit shorter, 5'6", 161 pounds, was running step for step with him. He got his head turned around, but again, face guarding doesn't matter. Line judge running down the play through the flag when we had a back judge there in his hip pocket.
Guys, the back judge was behind the receiver, so he couldn't really see. From my angle, you could see we did throw our hands up and try to get our head around, but when the receiver jumped back for the ball, we clearly prohibited him from coming back to the ball. So good call there. The line judge had the angle looking down the sideline. That was a good one there. They got that one right.
Marty, thank you for that equipment. Parts supply, sideline update. 10:02 to go, first quarter. We're all tied up at 7 apiece. That was a 15-yard pass interference call. First down out to the 41. Tiff going from left to right on your radio dial. Vikings in a four-man front. Tiff, all white uniforms. Twins the far side, twins near side. Collier for Tiff, the quarterback, calls for the ball. Gives it to Jones. Jones gets hit as he gets to the 41. They'll give him 1 yard to the 42.
Yeah, Devon Holmes, number 40 and number 42. Jahari Boone not having anything of the run. We think they've got to establish a run tonight to be successful passing it. Second down and 9.
Tips quickly to the line of scrimmage. Collier. Again, same formation. Twins left, twins right. We're in a three-man front. There's a snap. Play action, throws across the middle, catch made for the first down into Viking territory, down to our 46, and on the catch was number 12, that's Cameron Cobb.
Yeah, read pass option there, West. They decided to pull it, hit the skinny post there, enough for a first down, Tift County in Viking territory.
Down to our 45-yard line, first and 10 for the Blue Devils. Ball on the near hash mark right here in front of Taylor and I. Now there's a timeout.
We got a ball on the field. There's a ball on the field down about the 5 or 6 yard line.
They've come for it. Let's reset everything, fellas. And they do. 9:15 to go here, first quarter. Tied at 7 apiece. Tipped with their second possession. Back to a four-man front. Quickly they throw out in the flat. Catch made. Got a wide open receiver out there. That's number 17, Brent Watson. Watson just kind of he stepped out in no man's land where there was nobody there. Linebacker didn't have time to get over and cover that, and they're close to a first down, give them 8 yards on that pass play.
Yeah, Fred Stewart had to come up and make the tackle. The quick hitch route out there with good blocking on the perimeter was able to pick up big yardage, second and two.
Second and two from our 37-yard line. There's a pitch, number 12, Cameron Cobb, and he's hit at or behind the line of scrimmage, though they're going to give him a yard, so it'll be third and one from the 36.
They brought the trips to the home side that time and ran the exact same play. This time Fred Stewart snuffed it out, was able to get him before they could get across the first down sit. Big first down for the Vikings right here.
There comes Andrew Johnson, number 94. Looks like they're going to put him in the backfield, and that is a big young, and there's no weight on him. They just show that he's a junior. And they've got him at fullback. Collier goes under center. Eight-man front. They give it to 94 over the left side. He has the first down by one, still on his feet. That big man can move as he crosses the 35, gets all the way down to the 30. They needed one, and he got him six.
They had a power eye there with the offset back as well. Handed it off the left side with a couple lead blockers. We weren't able to make the open field tackle. Ball's down to the 29-yard line. First down for the Blue Devils.
7:53 to go, first quarter, tied at 7 apiece. Twins to the near side. Single receiver. They got single receiver with a slot receiver on the far side. Collier puts Cobb to his left. Drops back, looking. Downfield, got a receiver. Open, makes the catch. Runs out of bounds at the 1 yard line.
Yeah, they're finding a home there in our secondary. Pass complete out to the 1 yard line. That's going to be about a 28-yard pickup. And they're going to have first and goal from the 1 yard line.
Tipped has this time where they scored quickly last time. They methodically just moved this ball down the field.
Yeah, aided by a big pass interference call right there. But, our secondary is going to have to get their head turned around pretty quick and get the coverage that we need.
Again, they go back to that power eye, offset, running back to our side. They give it to Big 94. He gets hit behind the line of scrimmage. They hit him, driving him back. Four guys hit him at one time, and he goes down, and he'll lose a couple of yards.
Yeah, the kid's a big old boy. I wish we could give you the stats on him, but he's almost like a Kim Deechy kind of look, how big he is compared to some of the other guys. And handing the ball to him, we were able to get a loss on the play, Wes.
It'll be second. They move it back to the 2 yard line, so it'll be second and goal from the 2. We're at the 7 minute mark here in the first quarter, tied up at 7 apiece, but Tiff is threatening. Two receivers far side, single receiver near side with that slot man. Brenton Jones just to the left of Collier, the Tiff quarterback. Barking out signals, looking, throws across the middle. Oh, incomplete, great play. Great defensive play by Anthony Carter on number 1. That's Fred Lloyd.
Yeah, the pocket was really collapsing quick. They were running a slant from the 2 yard line. Good job by our defender right there, covering it up. That's number 28 for the Vikings. Tymere Moore going to bring up third and goal.
Third and goal from the 2. Viking fans coming to their feet here at Martin Stadium, cheering on this defense. Again, two receivers far side, single receiver near side. With the slot man, Collier in the shotgun. Jones to his right. We're showing blitz off the corner. They give it to Jones. We got a cut block on the corner. No call. Oh! No call on the cut block, but the receiver, Jones, got hit and 360 in the air at the 1 yard line.
They ran a speed sweep. He had ability to get in. He tried to step that left foot and cut back in and dive for it. We hit his feet, spun him around, Fourth and goal from the 1 yard line.
Ball on the far hash mark. We had a guy who was blitzing, and he think give a cut block and tipped on to attempt the extra point. I mean, not the extra point, but attempt
field goal.
Field goal, and they'll set it down at the 8 yard line, making an 18 yard field
Watch
goal.
Watch the fake. Watch the fake.
That is. There's a fake. We can't. There's a fault. False start. That's what everybody's saying here, a false start. They're signaling touchdown.
They brought in some guys late on the play, West, and the holder just stood up, took the snap, and ran right up the gut, but he moved before the ball was snapped. They're going to back it up, and it's got to be a field goal situation here.
You would think, anyway. But you called it correctly. I'm looking for the field goal attempt. You said, watch the fake.
Yeah, I mean, they're on the 1.5 yard line there. I mean, great position to fake it if you're going to make your opponent go the whole length of the field. Definitely a field goal position here. They're going to set the ball down on the 12-yard line.
Be a 22-yard field goal attempt from the right hash mark. .556 to go here in the first quarter. There's the snap. Ball down. Kicks up. And it's good. Tip takes a 10-7 lead. We'll take a 30-second break back after this. Back to the CBC Bank press box here at Martin Stadium. Tipped leads 10-7. Off a 22-yard field goal, 5:52 to go here in the first quarter. And we'll go to Chuck Lawrence for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap right after Mr. Fernando Ramirez kicks off to either Tyson Harris or to Xavier Jenkins. And they have flopped. They have switched our deep receivers. Tyson is now on the far side with Jenkins on the near side.
Tyson's been so deadly this year in returning kicks. The Turf Monster's got him a few times. I like the call, moving him to where the guy likes to kick it.
Let's see where Ramirez kicks it. And he does. He's going to kick it towards Tyson Harris, who takes it at the 5. He's at the 10, starts our way at the 15. Cuts back at the 20, still on his feet. Look, turns, squares up, and they'll run him out of bounds about the 31 to 32 yard line. And that was, no?
Tyson Harris returns the ball across the 25 yard line.
25 yard line. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive was 10 plays, went 67 yards. Fernando Ramirez kicked the field goal to make it 10-7 TIFF with 5:43 left in the first quarter.
Chuck, thank you for that Page Heating and Air Drive recap. Michael Barrett brings Travis Tisdale out on the field. Marcus Gary, Tyson, Harris, Devon Kyle, Xavier Jenkins.
Ball on the 27-yard line going right to left for the Vikings.
Ball on that far hash mark. Tipped in a three-man front, three linebackers. Michael Barrett calls for it. Keeps it on the quarterback keeper, looking for a hole, goes over the right side, jumps into that B-gap, and he'll get out. He'll pick up about 6-7 yards as he gets out to the 35 on that quarterback keeper.
Read option there, decided not to give it to Tisdale, running to the near side of the field. Barrett kept it running off the right side. Big pickup on the play right there for the Vikings. Going to bring up a manageable second down.
Second and 3, they've got to get out across the 37. Trips to the near side, single receiver far side, buried in the shotgun, tipped in that three-man front. He sends Tisdale to the far side, looks. Again, draw, keeps the ball. He's going to be close to that first down. And from where the official comes running in at and marks a spot out at the 39, we'll have the first down.
He emptied the backfield there with the motion. Design draw the whole time for Michael Barrett, one of the leading rushers on the region for us. Put it on his back, let him get the first down. First down it is, Vikings.
As we get out, they'll set it down on the 39-yard line. Ball still on the far hash mark. Vikings right to left on your radio dial. We've got two receivers near side, single receiver far side, J.D. Lee in the backfield. They've gone back to a five-man front. Quarterback keeper again. Barrett will get to the outside. He's in the Blue Devil territory, down to the 49. Just that read option again, and just saw that hole open.
That's such a beautiful thing about the read option. You give it in his belly, in his belly, in his belly. In bites, you keep pull it out and run it up the field. There's nobody there to make the tackle if that happens. Big pickup there for Barrett. Gets it just across into tip territory.
First and 10 from the 49. Vikings quickly to the line of scrimmage as the ball is set down on the hash mark on right here in front of us. 4:39 to go first quarter. Give it to J.D. Lee over the right side. Look at J.D. Lee run by 2-3. Tip Blue Devils, and all the way down to the 35. Give him 14 yards on that carry.
Yeah, you keep hitting him with that read option. You give it to him one time, and it opens up the hole because their defensive ends are staying home and not able to collapse. Big pickup there for the Vikings. First and 10 ball on the 35-yard line. 14 yards on the pickup by Lee.
Trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. Tiff to four-man front, showing blitz off the corner. They back out of it now. Barrett changes the play. Walks up, tells the Sons of Thunder what he's going to do. Says something to J.D. Lee, moves him to his right. 4:17 to go here, first quarter. They bring Marcus Carey back to our side. They tip the ball, and Jenkins catches the tip. Pass stays on his feet, but will still lose about a yard.
You had a Tiff defender there snuffing it out. He overran the pursuit there, got his hand up. The pass was tipped, but Jenkins caught it, and it's going to be a loss on the play for the Vikings.
Inside 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Tiff leading 10-7. It'll be second and 12 as the ball's moved back out to the 37-yard line. Barrett out of that shotgun. Tisdale to his right. Trips to the far side. Calls for the ball. He gives it to Tisdale. Tisdale by one man, two, still on his feet. Jukes and turns and spins. He'll have the first down as he crosses the 25 down to the 22-yard line. And that, again, was all Travis Tisdale.
The sign of a good running back. He hits the hole. If nothing happens, he bounces it outside. That's exactly what he did. Ran up the gut on the left side. Hole collapsed. Shuffled his feet. Ran to the near side. Picked up a big gain. Enough for the first down for the Vikings.
They bring Tavon Kyle and Tyson Harris to the home side of the field. Send Jenkins to the visitor side. First and 10 from the 22-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings right to left on your radio dial. Again to Tisdale over the left side. Runs into one man, two, still on his feet. Look at him dance and move those feet. His forward progress will get him down just shy of the 20-yard line. So it'll give him about two and a half yards on that carry.
Going to check in J.D. Lee for us at running back and also bringing in number 82, Marcus Brownrigg. Some guys that tied in there made a different look here for us.
Second and 9, 2:55 to go here in the first quarter. Blue Devils leading 10-7. Barrett calling out the signals. They show him blitz off the corner. Turns, throws across the middle, and the catch is made by number 82. That is DeMarcus Brownrigg.
Yeah, tight end position there. All he did was get upfield, turn around. Good easy throw from Michael Barrett. It's going to be third down and 3 to go. Got to get the ball to the 12-yard line for a first down.
Moves the ball to the middle of the field. Plenty of time on the play clock. Barrett, empty backfield now. Tipped, three-man front. Jet sweep, fake it. Barrett keeps it up the middle. That play action still to me. Turns and spins into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
Yeah, Xavier Jenkins really attracts so much attention when you bring him in. We got a flag on the far side. Scored a touchdown, but we got a flag. What I was saying is you bring him in motion, it gets a lot of eyes. Barrett keeps it, runs it up the gut, but let's see what the penalty is.
Our guys are signaling touchdown, so
sideline
warning.
Guys, they're calling the sideline warning on Tiffin there. Hey, I said before the game the impact player was Michael Barrett, but we talked about him using his feet. So far, that's coming to fruition.
Marty, thank you for that equipment and parts supply sideline update. Vikings have taken a 13-10 lead. Waiting to see if we're going to swing that gate or run it from there. And I don't know, it looks like we're going to swing the gate.
Yep. We were waiting for the guy to get out there. We didn't have a up back there to catch the gate if we were going to fake it. So it's going to bring on Colton Broom for the extra point.
Dagan Anderson, the long snapper. Chris Foster to hold. Waiting on the snap. There it is. Ball's down. Kicks up. It's good. Vikings lead 14-10. We'll be back after this 30-second break. Back at the CBC press box. High the CBC bank press box. High above Martin Stadium. Vikings leading 14-10. 2:06 to go here in the first quarter. We'll be going to Chuck Lawrence in just a second. Back deep, Brenton Jones and Cameron Cobb for the Blue Devils. Eric Paulo set to kick off. Beautiful night for football, Taylor. I mean, absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, you couldn't ask for anything more in muggy South Georgia. You got a nice, breezy, cool night for high school football.
Paulo approaches the ball. Nice, high, high kick. Tiff will take it at the 5. They're up to the 10, the 15, across the 20, the 25. It gets hauled down at the 27-yard line. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence with the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive was 9 plays, went 73 yards. Michael Baird ran 15 yards for a Viking touchdown. Colton Broom kicked the extra point through to make it 14-10 Vikings with 1:59 left in the first quarter.
Thank you, Chuck Lawrence, for that Page Heating and Air Drive recap. It's at 1:59 to go here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 14-10. Tipped football, 1st and 10 from their 26. They're on the far side of the field. Griffin Collier, the quarterback. And in the backfield, Brenton Jones. We're in a four-man Viking front. Collier for Tiff. Calls for it. Give it. Nope. Throws across the middle. Oh, in and out of the hands of number 7, but a great play as soon as I get a number.
Fred Stewart there was the guy that knocked it out of his hands. The reception was made. Fred Stewart got in there and knocked it out of his hands. Number 1 there on the reception for the Blue Devils, Fred Lloyd. Huge guy for them. Big, tall receiver.
Great, great play by the Vikings. Stops the clock with 1:55 to go here in the first quarter. Twins to the near side. Twins far side. Collier looking at a three-man front by Vikings. Drops straight back. Pumps. Looks. Throws out. A little bubble screen underneath. We read it all the way. And he'll get a yard on the play. It'll be 2nd and 9. But we read that completely. I mean, it'll be 3rd and 9. Because we read that play completely. The way he come back underneath it, it was just pretty to see the way the corner just came back up in and made that play.
Yeah, host of Vikings there. Griffin Collier baiting everybody by backing up, and they ran the little tunnel screen back towards the middle of the field. Vikings read it nicely. Crowd begins to get on their feet for this big 3rd down.
3rd and 9. Tiff with 2 receivers near side. Man to the far side with a slot receiver on the far side. We're in a 4-man front. Collier barking out signals. We jump, and we've got encroachment.
Yeah, we were over here on the near side of the field. Our outside linebacker, number 44, Owens, got a little excited, ready to get there, but it's still going to be 3rd down for the Blue Devils.
It's going to be 3rd and 4.
Seems like every time we get them in a 3rd down, we have a big penalty that hurts us.
That moves it out to the 32-yard line. You're right. We've got to stop those penalties. The pass interference call, and this here is giving them a workable 3rd down. Same formation. 2 wide receivers to the near side, showing man coverage. We're showing blitz off the corner. They're bringing a man in motion towards us. They look to across the middle for the catch for the 1st down. There goes number 1 down the field. Stretched by one man, Anthony Carter. He turns. He's out of bounds at the 20-yard line.
Yeah, the bringing the motion to the near side gets that linebacker out into space, and all they do is run a little slant and hit him. And such a big target, number 1, Fred Lloyd is. Huge pickup on the play. It's 48 yards on the pitch and catch. Blue Devils are in the Viking red zone.
Down to the, they mark it down at the 21-yard line, or the 20 rather, on the 20. Ball on the near hash mark. Blue Devils left to right on your radio dial. We're at 30 seconds to go here in the first quarter. They have to run a play before the quarter ends. Collier throws across the middle. In and out of the hands are number 12, Cameron Cobb, but he was heavily defended down at the 10-yard line.
Yeah, Fred Stewart right there to hit him as soon as he tried to catch it. 12 on 12 there. Brings up 2nd down. Ball still at the 20-yard line. 25 seconds to go in the first quarter of play. Vikings are leading 14-10.
That does stop the clock. Collier keeps Brenton Jones in the backfield with him. Sends 2 wide receivers. 2 receivers on the near side, one of those being a slot guy. Vikings, 4-man front, we're showing blitz again off the corner. They run that little screen to far side, look, throw toward the end zone, and again, Cobb drops the ball at the 5. He wouldn't have got a touchdown, but it had a 1st down at the 5 if he'd have made the catch.
Yeah, Griffin Collier showing you his arm strength there, throwing off that back leg out to the far side on an out route, and it was not going to be enough for a touchdown, but it was enough for a 1st down. Huge, huge 3rd down here for the Vikings. The crowd's going to come to their feet. 19 seconds to go in the first quarter.
3rd and 10 from the 20. Ball on the near hash mark. Tiff, left to right on your radio dial. 2 receivers near side, 2 far side. Got Brenton Jones, the Tiff running back, just to his left. Collier brings a man in motion, lets him go by, so he's got trips to that side. Looks, there we come. Little screen, bubble screen underneath. Brenton Jones gets tackled, and he goes down at the 6, but he'll have a 1st down there.
Yeah, we were bringing pressure, and Collier did exactly what you're supposed to do. Keep that pressure coming to you to open up the screen. Threw the screen out there. It was caught. Big pickup on the play by the Blue Devils. They're inside the 10-yard line at the 7.
That'll probably be the last play of this quarter, as Tiff is already starting to walk toward the far side as soon as he
No. We're going to get a band timeout. We're going to get a band warning.
We're going to get a band warning first, and then Tift is going to let, they're going to wind the clock. Tift's going to let it run out to end the first quarter. When we come back, it'll be first and goal Tift at the 7-yard line, but we're going to flip-flop the field.
Y'all, that was very smart on tipping the wait to the, right before the first quarter.
Yeah, they've seen our crowd come alive. Marty, thank you for that equipment, power supply, sideline update. The official, do we have a timeout? What's going on here? Nobody has wound the clock yet. It's 9 seconds to go, and all the both teams are on their side of the field.
Now he winds the clock.
There you go.
It'll run out. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be back after this. Back at the CBC Bank's press box, we're ready to start the second quarter. It'll be tipped. First and goal from the 7-yard line. Ball's on the far hash mark. We flip-flop the field. Tipped. We'll be going from right to left. The same formation we've seen him run most of the night. Two receivers far side, single receiver far side with a slot man. Collier in the shotgun with Jones to his left. We're in a five-man front. They bring a man in motion towards us. We bring the linebacker over. Again, throws across the middle. Incomplete.
Yeah, trying to hit that same little slant route to number 12, Cameron Cobb. We were there to break it up. Kind of a timing bam-bam route. 28 for us on the mix-up there. Tymir Moore. We can bring up second down.
Stops the clock with 11:55 to go here in the half. Second and goal for the Blue Devils. Now they've got trips to the near side, single receiver far side. Collier standing back about the 12-yard line. Vikings in a four-man front, showing linebacker blitz up the middle. There's a snap. There we come. They give it to Jones around the right side. Gets hit by one man, too. He gets down around the five, or they're going to run him out of bounds at the 6-yard line.
Yeah, it looks like they're probably going to set it down at probably the 5-yard line. We're able to get out there in space, able to stop him, but it's going to be another third down and goal for this Blue Devil offense.
Third and goal from the 5-yard line. Now they start to come to their feet. He's got two receivers near side, two far side. We go back to a three. We show him a different look, a four-man front. Collier, the tipped quarterback, asks for the football, drops straight back, looks, throws toward the end zone, and the receiver, the incomplete pass to Brenton Jones, had it in his hands, but look, he heard footsteps, turned to see where the defensive back was, and dropped it.
A little bit behind him, too, there, Wes. Wasn't able to get turned around there. I think we're probably going to make the open field tackle, too. It's going to force another field goal with this Viking defense. Good stand there by the Viking defense.
They're going to set it down again on the 12, so it'll make it a 22-yard field goal from that far hash mark. They made the last one. Clock's at 11:44 to go here in the quarter.
Ooh.
That is blocked. Our Vikings have blocked it. And it was Fred Stewart that blocked it.
We loaded the right side of that defensive line, and Wes, it's too many to block. There's no way you can block that many guys on the right side. Fred Stewart shot the gap, got his hand on it, and really he benefited us big because he pushed the ball out to the 27-yard line. They missed that field goal that we get it on the 20. We picked up 7 yards there on the block.
Guys, that goes to show you right there. It was a little bit of a low snap. They had the hesitation. That's what allowed us to block it. Remember last game against Ware County and this game so far, we've had some high snaps. Our holder's done a great job getting the ball. That's how important the holder is.
Marty, thank you for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. 11:37 to go in the half. Vikings leading 14-10. We now have the football. Marty said we needed a stop on this possession, and that blocked field goal was as good as a stop.
Special teams wins ball games.
Trips to the near side, single receiver, far side. They give it to Tisdale over the left side on the quarterback option. Tisdale immediately gets it from the 27 all the way out to the 34-yard line.
Tisdale's really mature, and as the season goes along, he finds the hole and hits it hard as soon as Barrett gives him the ball. I like manageable second and third down plays. That's what we got right here. Second and short.
Second and four. The ball on the far hash mark at the 34-yard line. Tipped in a three-man front. Again to Tisdale around the right side. He gets the corner. Squares up. First down. Out to the 45. And look at the sophomore run that football.
The only way you get the corner there is Tyson Harris cracking back on that linebacker. Tyson snuck in a little bit in the slot, able to get the block to break Tisdale. That young man got upfield. First down for the Vikings.
All the way out to the 47. They're on the near hash mark right in front of us. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. We're at the 11-minute mark here in the first half. Vikings leading 14-10. J.D. Lee in the backfield now with Barrett for our Vikings. Play action. Looking. Nothing there. Turf starts to run. Throws downfield. Got a man open. High. They go up for the catch. Did he make it? Yes, he did.
Yeah, Michael Barrett missed his initial target because he fell down and slipped. He kept the play alive, running to the far side. Tyson Harris, great job getting those toes down on the catch. Huge first down for the Vikings there.
That senior climbed that ladder to make that catch. Looking for the yardage on that one. 28 yards. First and 10, Vikings down to the tip, 25-yard line. Ball on the far hash mark, and we've got timeout lounge. Let's take a 30-second break. We'll be back after this. Back at the CBC Bank Press Box, Wes James along with Taylor Biddle. Taylor, this is a drive that our Vikings needed. We had a stop, just like Marty said we needed to do on the block field goal. Now we take it down. We've got first and 10 from their 25. If we put it in the end zone here, it gives us a little momentum now.
Absolutely.
Two receivers near side, single receiver far side, empty backfield. Here comes Jenkins on the jet sweep. Gives it to him around the right side. He turns, cuts up because he knows he can't get outside, so he finds him a gap inside to pick up what little bit of yardage he can get and pick him up about 4 yards.
Yeah, you want to keep positive penetration here by the offense, and that's exactly what Jenkins did. He saw the outside collapsing on the jet sweep, stuck his right leg in the ground and moved forward. Tyson Harris was slow to get up on that big pass play, but he's now up on his feet, moving around nicely, ready to go back in the game.
Second and 6 from the 21. Again, an empty backfield for Michael Barrett. Our Vikings with the football. Here comes Jenkins on the jet sweep again. Keeps it. Looks. Tulsa's toward the end zone. And we should have... Oh, I thought we were going to have pass interference, but we didn't. Pass was intended for number 14, Jalen Smith.
Jalen Smith there on the wheel route, Wes. Going up against a big safety for them. Wasn't able to get where he could catch that ball. Third down for the Vikings and 6 to go.
We've got to get down to around the 15-yard line for the first down. We send Xavier Jenkins to the far side. Tyson Harris and Devon Kyle to the near side. J.D. Lee in the backfield. They're showing blitz off the corner. We give it to Barrett. Keeps it. Gets hit at, and he'll get positive yardage, but it'll only be down to the 19. We'll need about 4 yards for the first down. Now, it's fourth down. What
Wes,
do you see?
You took the words out of my mouth. It's fourth and about 4 here. We're in 4-down territory here in the 19-yard line, so we will be lining up and going for it.
We need to get to the 15. Ball on the near hash mark. 9:33 to go in the half. Vikings leading 14-10. Tisdale just to the left of Barrett. Blue Devils in a 3-man front. They come hard off the corner. Barrett rolls left. Looks. Throws to the end zone. Ball's up in the air and incomplete.
Yeah,
incomplete at the goal line.
We're throwing it deep there for Tyson, hoping to get everybody to bite up on the run. Barrett rolled to the far side. Just as good as a missed field goal there, although no points.
Guys, we fought for that ball down there to make it incomplete, but we probably should have let him catch it on the one.
Marty, thank you for that equipment parts supply sideline update. And that's a valid point. If he catches on the one, they're really pinned back.
Yeah.
As it is, they'll take over first and 10 from their 19-yard line with 9:17 to go in the half. Vikings leading 14-10.
Yeah, both teams there with that last possession, driving the length of the field, unable to come away with points. With big Legion tests like this, you got to have points, Wes.
You sure do. Because the winner here is guaranteed a place in the state playoffs. 9:17 to go. First half, Vikings leading 14-10. Collier for tip, calls for the football. Puts a man in motion towards the visitor side of the field. Looks back to our side. Now looks back, those little bubble screen underneath. We hit him at the line of scrimmage, spin him forward, and he'll pick up from the 19, giving 3 yards on the catch out to the 22.
Griffin Collier does a good job backing the line of scrimmage up on that screen route. And the little tunnel screen out there to the far side was complete. Pretty good pickup there on the play.
I thought it was 3 yards. I give him 4 out to the 23-yard line. How about a pick six here?
That worked for me. Fred Stewart a little limpy there on that last tackle.
Collier again for tip. Brings two receivers to our side, two to the far side. We're in a 3-man front. Got the running back to his right. That's Jones. Gives it to Jones up the middle. Gets hit and spins and works hard. And then gets driven back. He got out to the 25. Give him 2 yards on the carry, but then he got driven back to about the 20. So it'll be third and four from the 25-yard line.
Tommy Owens right there really, really stepped up. They were able to pick up a few yards, but Tommy Owens saving the big first down there for him brings up third down and four.
8 minutes to go here in the half. Vikings leading 14-10. Collier in that shotgun. Three receivers to the far side. Single receiver near side. We're almost in a five-man, six-man front. Throws quickly across the middle and dumps the ball. Catch was made for the first down, but number 12, Cameron Cobb, dropped it. So it'll be fourth and four, and we'll see the first tipped punt of the night.
It's the first punt of the ball game, Wes. Each team has driven the field most of the time. Good job there by the Viking defense standing tall.
And we're sending back Tyson Harris and number 13, Tavon Kyle, as our kick returners. That's number 50 is Casey Ingram back to punt. Ingram standing about the 10. Snap. Ingram. We almost block it. High kick. Tavon Kyle calls for the fair catch at the 32-yard line. Vikings will take over there. That was awfully, awfully close.
Yeah, Fred Stewart almost had his second block of the night. Came in there off the edge. Really, really close to getting a piece of it. We'll keep an eye on that for the rest of the game. So the Vikings are going to take over first and 10 on the 32-yard line.
There'll be 7:33 to go here in the first half. Vikings leading 14-10. Blue Devils with three timeouts. Vikings with two. J.D. Lee comes out on the field as a running back with Michael Barrett. Ball on the far hash mark as our Vikings will be going from right to left on your radio dial. Left to right. Left, right. Thank you, Doc. Not only can I not count, I'm directionally challenged tonight. There's a snap. Barrett keeps it. Looks, tosses downfield. And the ball hits off the back of number 11. And
looking for a back shoulder there. The Tiff crowd wants pushing off on us. We're trying to throw the back shoulder there to Jenkins. A little bit underthrown, too. No call.
Guys, I gave them credit earlier when they called one on us because it was a good call. Same thing just there. The defender got his hands up, turned his head late, but he's pushing our receiver out of bounds. He couldn't come back for the ball. The exact same thing that happened before. I don't know why you call it once and not a second time.
Marty, thank you for that equipment parts supply sideline update. Second and 10 from the 32. 7:27 to go here in the half. That read option. Barrett around the left side as he gets across the 35 out to maybe they're going to mark it down at the 35, and there's a flag.
We got a flag and an injured Tiff County player on the far side. That's number 34, Braylon Taylor. See what the flag is.
Holding on our Vikings. Now here's something that being a former official that I watch, not saying anything, but all the flags tonight have come from what side of the field?
Yeah, Tiff side of the field is where the flags come from tonight. It's going to bring up second down. Replay that down. Ball is back to the 22-yard line.
Trips to the near side. They're showing blitz off the corner. Barrett calls for the football. Again, looks. Throws across to Xavier Jenkins. He makes the catch out to the 25.
Yeah, Jenkins just ran a little in route there. Barrett on the money with the pass. One able to break a tackle to get upfield. Third down and 17 to go.
Ball now moves to the near side of the field. 6:45 to go here in the first half. Twins left, Twins right. Tipped in a four-man front. They have changed the play. Coaches saw something. Barrett steps up and says something to the Sons of Thunder. Now he moves J.D. Lee to his right, to his left, rather. Again, play action. Looks, there it comes. Throws it across the middle. Tyson Harris makes the catch. Little bubble screen underneath, and he'll get out to the 30, where it'll be third and about 12 out at the 30.
Yeah, we were running the tunnel screen, too. Barrett trying to draw the blitz into us, and we weren't able to get enough open space. Fourth down, Vikings are going to be forced to punt here.
I said it was third and 12. It was actually fourth and 12. Tyson Shaw into punt. And back deep is number 12. That's Cameron Cobb for tipped. 5:54 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 14-10. Our first punt of the night. There it is. Nice high kick. Hit, bounces, and we fall on it. They mark a beanbag. We're saying it hit a tipped player.
Yeah, I think we it was backing up with a little sand wedge spin, and we tried to push it forward back towards the tip side of the field.
Guys, it was right in front of me, and we did hit it first. And then it touched the tip player, but we touched it first. They get the choice of first touching to where it ends up. So good call there by the officials. Their ball.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment, power supply, sideline update.
Be good starting field position for Tip, though, in our territory at the 47.
Yeah, Tip's going to have excellent field position. Their best of the night so far. 47 yards on the Vikings side of the field. Still trailing 14-10, 5:37 to go in the first half.
Here comes Griffin Collier for the Blue Devils. He sends two receivers far side, single receiver near side. Brenton Jones in the back. And they're in that pistol formation. We're in a four-man front. Brings a man in motion towards us. Keeps it, play action. Throws back, a little bubble screen. We read it. Brenton Jones makes the catch behind the line of scrimmage, but we sack him back at their 47-yard line.
Yeah, Will Tolbert read that. Like a book, we got two flags, might have a late hit here, personal foul, late hit, and that's exactly what we're going to get, roughing the passer after a big loss on the play. Fans do not like it. Marty, were you in position on that one, brother?
Guys, I was watching downfield, did not see it. Some of our coaches are arguing it. They said it was, you know, in the motion of him throwing it. I didn't see it, so I can't comment on it. But that is a big penalty because it was a loss of five. Now they get 15. That's a 20-yard penalty.
Thank you for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update, Martin. Again, I didn't see it because I was looking downfield.
Yeah, there's two flags right there next to each other. So you got to think that both the officials aren't going to miss that one. But again, after a big loss, big penalty.
Well, that's the same official threw both flags for whatever reason. I don't know. I did turn around to see he dropped both flags and then picked them up and put them in his pants. But it was the same official, but that was just one of those things I just didn't see it, guys.
Marty, thank you for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. 5:25 to go here in the first half. Vikings leading 14-10. It is first and 10 for Tipton at our 32-yard line. Ball on the far hash mark as they've got trip receivers to the near side. Collier calls for the football. Gives it to Britton Jones up the middle. By one man, two, jumps in the gap. He's got a big hole as he crosses the 20 down to the 15.
Yeah, when you open the field up, passing out to the flat, you're going to get the opening running the ball up the middle. Ball's down to the 15-yard line. Big pickup there for Tipton.
The first and 10 Blue Devils from the 15-yard line. They can get a first down. They have three timeouts left. We have two.
17 yards on the carry for Jones.
Collier again with trips to the near side. Jones to his right. We're in a three-man front. We move. Slide down the line. Jet sweep around the right side. We hit him at the line of scrimmage. He'll pick up a yard down to the 14 where it'll be second and nine from the 14, and we're inside 5 minutes.
Two Vikings closed in on that. Number 44, Tommy Owens, and number 40, Devon Holmes, one of our impact players tonight. Jet sweep. Stop after a one-yard game. Second and nine to go.
Ball on the far hash mark. Tiff, right to left on your radio dial. All white uniforms, helmets, jerseys, and pants. Griffin Collier, the quarterback, in the shotgun. Britton Jones running back to his left. We're in a three-man front. Collier calls for the football. Gives it to Jones up the middle. Got a big hole. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, Tipton.
Yeah, Jones, we said they got to establish the run, and they're doing that in this possession. Right up the gut there for Brenton Jones, the big senior running back. Four plays is what it looked like it took him to score. We'll get you that after the extra point.
Fernando Ramirez to attempt the extra point. Tipped has moved out 16-14. They can make it 17-14 on this conversion. There's a snap. Ball's down. It's up. It's good. And we'll take a 30-second break, just leading 17-14. Back here at the CBC Bank Press Box. 4:19 to go in the first half. Tiff leading 17-14. Romero is set to kick off. We send Tyson Harris and Xavier Jenkins back deep to receive.
Got an official timeout, Wes.
They're saying something to Coach Redshaw. Not sure what it is.
The white hat came over to Coach Redshaw, who's an administrator now.
Don't know what it is, and he's saying something to the Tift rifle squad.
Guys, we had a drone down here flying over the field. Not sure what that was all about. It's a technology student's flying, but I think that might be what they're talking about because they're all pointing, and now they've got it landing outside the stadium.
Ramirez set to kick off. He approaches the football, puts that right foot into it. And it will sail into the end zone. Vikings will take over first and 10 from the 20. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive was four plays, went 47 yards. Brenton Jones ran for a 14-yard touchdown. Fernando Ramirez kicked a PAT to make it 17-14 Tiff with 4:19 left in the second quarter.
We thank you, Chuck Lawrence, for that Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
Marty said during the break, this is going to be a huge drive for us. We deferred. We get the ball in the second half. We put some points on the board here, get the momentum going in. Hopefully we can come out with the momentum, maybe a third quarter Ware County type
game. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
That's what I'm looking for anyway. Vikings, two receivers far side, two to the near side. Tisdale in the backfield with Barrett. Again, play action. Throws across the middle. Catch made by Devon Kyle. Down the middle he goes. Off to the races. They won't catch him. They won't catch him. Touchdown Vikings.
Tavon Kyle, 80-yard pitch and catch there. They ran a cross route. All they did was cross. Tavon took the inside, get the defenders to hit each other, and that's exactly what happened. Michael Barrett made the pitch and catch in motion, in stride. Huge, huge possession there for the Vikings, putting points on the board.
And will we swing the gate? Looking to see? Yes, we will. Dagan Anderson, the long snapper, up over the ball. Chris Foster to hold. Colton Broom to attempt the extra point. There's a snap. Ball's down. Kicks up. It's good. Vikings lead 21-17. We'll be back after this 30-second break. Back at the CBC Bank Press Box, Wes James, Taylor Biddle, Bill Osborne producing, Chuck Lawrence down there giving us the stats. Marty Rogers on the sideline. 4 minutes to go, 4:08 to go here in the first half. Vikings just took a 21-17 lead. Here goes Paulo. Kicks into the wind, high, high kick. Tiff takes it at the 5. Up the middle at the 10, the 15. He's at the 20. We hit him. Spins, turns, goes down at the 26-yard line. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive was one play. Michael Barrett passed to Tavon Kyle for an 80-yard Viking touchdown. Colt Broom kicked the extra point to make it 21-17 Vikings with 4:02 left in the second quarter.
Thank you for that Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
You can't make that play without a quarterback throwing and catching by the receiver, but you also can't make that play unless he has time to do so. Palmer Henderson back off injury at center. Tucker Barnes, Corbett, Jalen Goss, those big guys up front, great protection, able to make the big pocket for Barrett to throw the ball.
The only thing I don't like about that, we might have scored a little bit too early.
Yeah, defense is back out on the field now, but we'll take points.
Collier in the shotgun for Tipped. Twins left, twins right. We blitz right up the middle. He drops back in the pocket, looking, throws downfield, got a man wide open, and overthrows number 13 down at the 35. That's Rashad Bateman, and he just flat overthrew him. And if he doesn't release the ball, he's fixing to get creamed.
Yeah, we were bringing pressure there. Still had time to throw it. He aired it out. It was going to be a big reception there, but he overthrew his receiver. Tymir Moore for the Vikings in on coverage.
Second and 10. From the 26-yard line, 3:55 to go here in the first half. Again, Twins left, Twins right for Tift. We're in a three-man front. Collier calls for the ball, drops back again, looks, again throws downfield, got a man across the middle, we hit him in the Viking territory down at the 44-yard line.
They ran an in route there, a deep in, and we got twisted around in coverage. We were there to make the stop, but we were running the opposite way, and big catch there by number 17, Brant Watson for the Tifts County Blue Devils.
Moves it down to our 44-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for Tift. They're at the far hash mark, going from right to left on your radio dial. Again, Tift brings two receivers near side, two far side. Griffin Collier at quarterback. Brenton Jones, the running back, just to his left. We go back to a four-man front. Linebacker up tight on the far side. Give it to Jones. The far side, he turns the corner, heads upfield, and looks like he'll run out of bounds at the 40, at the 39-yard line. Give him 5 yards on the carry. Should be second and five from there. But more importantly, it stops the clock for the Blue Devils.
Yeah, they were able to get the edge with us there. We're interchanging some linebackers. Second down and five. Got to get it to the 34-yard line for a first down.
Collier walks up, says something to his offensive lineman. Waiting on the snap. We're back to a four-man front. Brings a man in motion towards us. They give it to Jones, headed to the far side. He gets hit at the line of scrimmage. They tried that little jet sweep to fake it this way, give it back to Jones going the other way, and he just runs right into a host of Vikings carrying battle axes on the far side.
Yeah, Tyson Shaw stepped up there making the tackle. We went to the four-man front because they were really getting some gashiness with some rushing yardage. Big third down here for the Vikings. You got to expect the crowd to come to their feet. Clock's running under 3 minutes.
2:57 to be exact. Third and five. Ball on the far hash mark. Football sitting on our 39-yard line. Tift will bring two receivers near side, two far side. They keep Britton Jones in the backfield. He's just to the left of Collier, the quarterback. We go back to a four-man front. Collier. By now sends Jones our way. Looks, pump fakes those. And he was going for number 12, Cobb, but overthrew him. And that'll stop the clock. We're 2:33 to go and make it fourth down.
Yeah, Jeff Davis on the blitz there. Overthrew the receiver, threw it behind him actually. Kind of in no man's land here for the Blue Devils. Ball's on the 39-yard line. Not much will be gained by a punt in the end zone west. They're going for it. Stay
Tip.
Home. Stay home. Fourth and five.
Tip. Three receivers near side. Single receiver far side. Four-man front for our Vikings. Hard count. We didn't jump. Play clock at 9. Collier, empty backfield. Quick punt. Quick punt high, let it hit, bounce out of bounds, and there's a flag on the play on the near side.
Yeah, got a flag on the play. They really just did a quick kick with the quarterback. And let's see what the call is going to be. White Hat's getting the call from his line judge.
It's going to be.
Their calls are red captain and pointing to them, so it's on Tifton trying to figure out what we want to do here.
All right, the ball was kicked out of bounds to the 10-yard line. Looks like Coach Mack wants them to back it up.
Legal procedure.
Yeah, make him truly kick it so we can get a return on it.
At halftime, we usually do this early in the season, but because of different things happening, we usually talk to the superintendent some early in the season. We're going to talk to him at halftime of this football game.
So that penalty backs Tift County up to the 44-yard line. We are going to send back Tavon Kyle in a true punt formation now, punt return formation.
2:27 to go. It'll be fourth and 10.
Fourth down, Tift County. Number 50 goes back to punt for them. Casey Ingram, and the Vikings take a timeout. We're going to take a 30-second with them. We'll be right back after this break.
At the CBC Bank Press Box here at Martin Stadium, 2:27 to go in the half. Vikings leading 21-17. Tift will have to punt. It'll be a fourth and 10 back at the 44-yard line. Ingram for the tip. For tip, back to punt. We send Tavon Kyle back deep to receive. Well, I'd like to see him juke somebody and return this one to the house.
Yeah, you got to figure he's going to put his heels on about the 10-yard line. Anything over his head, let it go into the end zone. That's exactly what he does. Remember, we were close to blocking it last time.
Waiting on the snap. There it is. He gets it away. There's a flag. He signals fair catch. And he'll make a fair catch at the 13, but there is a flag down on our side of the field.
There's one on the far side, too. I don't know if they had enough men on the line of scrimmage. They were set back about a yard or two, their whole line across there. Let's see.
Illegal procedure against Tiff. Back him up another five.
No, we're going to take it down here and take it from the end of the run, end of the catch. Yeah, I like the call. I don't think you give ourselves another chance to drop a punt.
I hate to interrupt, but also, you know, the coaches turn to look, and we also got to worry about time. There's 2 minutes and 19 seconds left. That's another 8-10 seconds on another play. So they want the ball with the time right where we got it.
Thank you, Marty. That equipment, parts, supply, sideline update.
And we fair catch it at the 13, and I guess they're not going to mark it off there. They're going to put it down at the 13.
Decline the penalty.
First and 10. We have one timeout left. Michael Barrett in the shotgun. Two receivers far side, single receiver near side. It's an empty backfield. Tip, count them, five, almost 6 men up on the line of scrimmage. Jet sweep, fakes it. Barrett keeps it still on his feet. Look at him stumble, put the hand down to keep his balance and get it out to the 21-yard line.
They got that many guys in the box. Michael Barrett still able to get upfield. Clock's going to be running almost at 2 minutes. Big pickup there by Barrett. Second and about one to go.
Vikings will get the football to start the second half. Tisdale in the backfield. Barrett calls the play. Tipped. 4-man front, almost a 5-man front. Gives it to Tisdale. Tisdale gets hit, bounces outside. Off 2-3, has the first down as he fights his way out to the 29-yard line.
That young man's going to be something special. He hits the line of scrimmage, nothing there. Keeps those feet churning, bounces it outside. Positive yards after initial contact. That's what you got to love in a running back. First and 10 for the Vikings.
They'll set the chains and wind the clock with a minute 41 to go here in the half. They send Devon Kyle, Tyson Harris to the far side. Tift again in that 5-man front. Barrett barking out signals. Takes the football to Tisdale. Bounces again outside. Turns, gets a block from Tyson Harris on the corner and gets tripped up from behind as he crosses the 35. Out to the 36, clock continues to run.
Yeah, Tyson coming back, giving a block for him. Tisdale bounced it outside again. Got to take a shot downfield because we're going to be close to inside a minute now. Ball on the 36-yard line of the Vikings.
We do have one timeout left. Barrett in the shotgun. Calls for it. Looks. Throws out to Tyson Harris. Makes the catch. Gets a block by Devon Kyle. Turns, spins. He has the first down. It'll stop the clock with 56 seconds to go here in the first half. Ball out to the 41-yard line. We do have a timeout left. J.D. Lee in. Devon Kyle in. Jenkins to the near side. I'd look for a pass right here. Clock is running. Tipped in a 4-man front. Nope. Give it to Lee. Lee gets hit at the line of scrimmage and gets a no gain, and we've got to call a timeout. 40.6 seconds to go is our last timeout. We'll keep it right here.
Yeah, hand it off to J.D. Lee. They were expecting that host of Tiff County Blue Devils on the tackle there. It's going to be a loss of 2 on the play. Clock at 40 seconds. Vikings are leading 21-17.
Now, do you chunk one to the end zone?
I don't know if he can throw it that far, Wes. Ball's on the 36, 38, 7, 39-yard line here. I think you methodically get some yardage and get out of bounds. You have no timeouts now. Got to have your head on a swivel. If you're those linemen running downfield to get in position, you got to play the perimeter game here, I think.
Well, I like that little crossing pattern where Devon Kyle scored on a while ago.
Anything.
As Bill says, you got
to
get to the sideline.
Yeah, you do, but anything. Now, you got to be working to spike the ball, too. Anything across the middle, you got to be running to the line of scrimmage to spike the ball.
Yep.
Or, hey, last game, just give it to Tisdale with 17 seconds to go and let him run 65 yards.
Hey, almost the same spot. Nice snap. Look, bump fakes. Downfield. Looking for Jenkins. Jenkins makes the catch out of bounds at the 30.
We were moving on the far side. Tavon Kyle was not set yet. So that's coming back.
They were pulling the jersey away from Xavier Jenkins as well.
Yeah. It's going to be a penalty on the Vikings, so negates a big play right there. And more importantly, runs big time off the clock, 34 seconds left to go. And see, there's really no excuse for that because we had a timeout. You had a chance to go get set. We were trying to catch Tipton off guard, but we caught ourselves off guard, not ready, Wes.
Now we send Devon Kyle to the far side, Tyson Harris, a big tight end to the far side, Jenkins to the near side, Tifton at four-man front, calls for the ball, Barrett drops back, looks across the middle to Jenkins, Jenkins on a little bubble screen, gets hit behind the line of scrimmage, and we've got 28 seconds, 25 seconds, and we're just going to let it run out?
I think we are, third and long.
And I think that's what's going to do. Vikings will be leading. Vikings are leading 21-17 as we go to halftime. Let's go downstairs. Oh, well, they officials. Let's wait for the officials. And when they do, we'll go downstairs to Marty Rogers with Coach Mack.
Marty, anything we were expecting? 21-17. What do you tell your team at half?
Man, we've got to keep playing now. Got to keep executing. Defense started playing good late in the half. You know, we just got to keep going. Got to go in here and make a couple adjustments, figure out how we can score some more points.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck in the second half.
Marty, thank you for that. Deloach, coach's report. And right now we're going to go to something we usually do at the beginning of the season, but because of a lot of different things and the way it happened, we're doing it the first region game, and with us up in the press box is our superintendent, Wes Taylor. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, Big Country. How you doing?
What do you think about this football game?
Well, it's a heck of a game. Very competitive. Got a little coolness in the air. It actually feels like high school football in South Georgia finally here mid-October.
You know, there's a lot of importance on this particular game, and as the winner of this game is guaranteed a spot in the playoffs.
It is, Wes. You know, with the first time in Georgia with seven classifications, and of course in our region with only four schools, four teams, you can't hardly afford to get behind, you know, with only three region games. It's certainly of importance tonight.
Mr. Taylor, tell us now, because it is possible, because there, when you look at it, there is 32 slots that are available for the playoffs. There's 44 teams in Class 7A. So that means there's 12 teams vying for that 32nd spot because 31 of them are guaranteed. How is that determined who gets that fourth spot?
Well, again, in Region 1, because we're the only region in 7A that has only four schools, the fourth slot is not guaranteed. It will go to the team in 7A that has not qualified for the playoffs, that has the highest power ranking. It could very well be somebody from Region 1, but that's not guaranteed.
Now, who determines those power rankings, and where do you find them at?
The power rankings will be on the GHSA website. This may be the first week that they start posting them, but they use the Max Preps, and they use all the data that they've done in the past. It just hadn't been that public because it really didn't mean anything. But, of course, with the weight of determining that final playoff slot, it certainly has taken on a lot more importance for the first time this year.
Well, tell us a little bit about what's going on with our school system, because there's a lot of exciting things that happened so far this year. We just hadn't had a chance to catch up on them yet.
Absolutely. It's a little later in the year than we typically do, but Wes, we're off to a great start. It has been a phenomenal school year thus far. Just this past Monday night at our board meeting, we shared our SAT results that we got back. Of course, we're leading the Coastal Plains RESA. And then the state gives you a formula where we can determine similar school systems to ours, size, makeup, demographics, communities, and we're leading all of those as well. And we published those and shared those. 3 weeks ago, we got the same information back from the ACT. Very similar results, leading everybody in our area as well as all of those similar or like school districts. And that's what we're all about. You know, our core business is teaching and learning. and that's what we focus on, and that's our priority in our day-to-day business. Extracurricular activities are certainly important. Just this week, our boys' cross-country team won the region. Our volleyball team, just about 4 weeks ago, finished their inaugural season, finished second in the area, had a great first season. Softball, last Thursday, finished off the regular season undefeated in the region, first in the region, and won the region tournament. And then just yesterday, doubleheader in the first round of the state playoffs, took extra innings in both games and only won by one. But they are advancing, and they'll play, that was against North Paulding, and next Wednesday we'll host in the second round of the playoffs West Forsyth here on Morris Coates Field. A lot of things going on.
And so what, you know, we've talked before the long-term vision. What's your short-term vision after this year and some things that are happening?
Well, let me tell you from something that is another important aspect. Of course, academics is always first and foremost. We believe by students participating in extracurricular activities, they become better students, better citizens, they're more well-rounded. But also, we think it's important for our students to understand giving back to the community. And so we have a multitude of opportunities for our students at the elementary level, middle grades, as well as at the high school to participate in community service projects. And we have a lot of that going on right now. Food drives, canned food drives. We have a couple of groups collecting socks for needy children in the community. Just all kinds of opportunities for students to participate. And we think that's important also. The other thing I think that our staff will see, and we've talked about this, especially in the next 2 to 3 years, for several years now, we've kind of been strapped financially, and we've really struggled in the Lowndes County school system. But now we've got our feet back under us financially. We've restored the fund reserve to a responsible amount, and we're now beginning to turn around and put some of that money back. We've added teaching positions. We've restored some days that were removed from contracts and got a full 190-day school year for teachers. And what we'll begin to see now also is doing some work on our facilities, not only some major maintenance that we've just had to suspend, but also some enhancements. You know, my goal is to make every campus a little bit better every year, to improve on them every single year. And that's what we try to do from a philosophical standpoint, academically, across the board as a system. We want to get a little bit better every day, every week, every month, and consequently every year.
You know what it sounds like you've been listening to?
What's that?
Coach Mack. He says, we just got to get better every week.
He's just trying to get a first down.
We just got to get better. Mr. Taylor, thank you so much for taking time to come see us. We'll have to have you back before the year is out because we're going to be in the playoffs.
You let me know, and we're counting on it. Good to talk to you as always.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for what you do.
That's our superintendent, Wes Taylor, who has led Lowndes High School System and now is leading the whole school system. We'll take a 5-minute break. We'll be back with Bill Osborne and the rest of the Viking Voice crew bringing you up to date on the stats.